Deutsche Welle Radio. Arts on the Air.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of Arts on the Air. I'm Brendan O'Shea. On today's programme, 80,000 visitors with art sales expected to reach over 60 million euros. Art Cologne remains one of Europe's top art events.
There was one work, for example, which adds to this high sum, an airplane by Roy Lichtenstein at the Galerie Terminus, that was sold within the first half hour for 1.6 million euros. And this is, so to the critics who said that's not possible in Cologne, well, it is possible.
The UK's first ever World Poets Tour, poetry from both unusual and distant places.
A lot of people have come to live in England, mainly from Islamic countries, all of whom have an incredibly rich poetic tradition, which we know nothing about at the moment. So it was also a way of saying to these people, we're really pleased that you're here, we think your culture is amazing, and welcome.
We visit Valencia's new opera house, and the IMC UNESCO Music Prize for 2005, awarded to Greek composer Mikis Theodorakis. In 1967, 18 German art galleries for contemporary art held a small art show in Cologne. The event was a great success, selling over 1 million Deutschmarks worth of art and over 36,000 people attending. The event became known as Art Cologne, and this year marks the 39th anniversary of that first show, with an estimated crowd of 80,000 attending and art sales expected to reach over 60 million euros. And as David Patrician discovered, Art Cologne has made its namesake city a mecca for art enthusiasts from all over the world.
This year, everything at Art Cologne was new, from location to exhibitors. That's because Germany's leading art fair left the older Rheinside halls and had moved into the larger and more modern halls on the Cologne exhibition grounds. The number of participants was still limited to approximately 250 internationally renowned galleries. As has come to be expected, there was a comprehensive overview of 20th and 21st century art, from classical modernism to the very latest contemporary works. However, the primary focus was on classic works, post-war art, and works of contemporary art. Art Cologne is designed to attract both the business of art as well as art fans. Every day saw crowds of collectors, curators, artists, and art lovers browsing the aisles. In the past, sales have been strong and business brisk. This year was no exception, as Art Cologne director Gerard Goudreau explains.
There was one work, for example, which adds to this high sum, an airplane by Roy Lichtenstein at the Galerie Terminus, that was sold within the first half hour for 1.6 million euros. And this is, so to the critics who said that's not possible in Cologne, well, it is possible. And we're showing that if we are committed to the cause, then the galleries are also more open to working with us. And if they bring good works and do good presentations, you can sell very well, even in Cologne.
An integral part of Art Cologne was open space, an open exhibition area for contemporary art. This space gave artists a unique opportunity to display art that frequently is three-dimensional in form. One person who took advantage of this concept was Korean artist Song Tae-park. Heidi Chang, working on behalf of the Pyo Gallery in Gangnam-gu, Seoul, Korea, describes his work.
The Song Tae-park is an artist who does a lot of installation exhibitions and pieces all over the world. And he uses the aluminum screen, which is a very common object that you could see. And he just sculpts every single pieces out of it, and then it creates such a site-specific beautiful pieces that when he will come to any area art fair and look at the area, look at the ceiling, look at everything, and then create the flowing pieces that actually can move with the people.
Having just been the guest country at the Frankfurt International Book Fair, as well as the co-host of the 2002 World Cup football matches, Europe is showing a growing interest in Korea. And according to Heidi, the new contemporary art revolution taking place in Korea has also caught the eye of many contemporary art fans.
I think a lot of Korean artists are working with new materials, new way of showing what can be old ideas. And they study in foreign countries, a lot of them actually. But they have such an Eastern kind of culture within them, incorporated with what they learn in Western cultures, and they're adding them together and creating such a unique pieces that everybody's saying they haven't seen anything like it anywhere else. It's an exciting scene in Korea.
You never know what is waiting around the next corner at Art Cologne. At one point, a large multicolored rock bridge lay in front of us. Margaret Roeder, representing the Margaret Roeder Gallery in New York, explains what's behind this unique 3D painting called The Bridge.
It uses the paint in actuality without the canvas and just combines acrylic either in blocks or in round kind of configurations and then does these sort of almost minimal installation with the very with a lot of color. And it is sculptural as well as he just calls it painting. I mean, it's another way of making using paint.
Art Cologne also wants to focus on the future of art, and that means young artists. For 25 years now, an international program for promoting young artists has been supported by the German Federal Commissioner for Cultural and Media Affairs, the state of North Rhine-Westphalia, the city of Cologne, the Cologne Trade Fair, and Köln Messe. Special events were also held to commemorate the 25th anniversary of this program, one of the first of its kind. With a growing number of galleries presented and more than 80,000 visitors and buyers, it would seem Art Cologne will remain one of Europe's most important art events for some time to come. For Deutsche Welle Radio, this is David Patrician at Art Cologne.